Praise be Jesus Christ. We have a story to tell today. It's a story that comes from the scripture, and it's the story of the temple. How it began, and what God ended up doing with this temple. So let's go back into the scriptures. Let's go back all the way into the time of God's people who were wandering in the desert. God had freed them from slavery, and now he desired to give yet another gift. He would dwell with his people. They constructed a great tent, the tabernacle of the Lord. There in the tabernacle, we would find the Word of God, the stone tablets upon which had been written the commandments. There, the tabernacle was entrusted into the tribe of the Levites, who were the priests who would offer sacrifice to God. And this would be God's dwelling among the people. Indeed, reading through the Pentateuch, those first five books, the great Torah of the Old Testament, this comes as a sort of culmination of everything that God has been doing, that he is now dwelling among his people. This tabernacle continued for some time until eventually, under King Solomon, a temple was built in Jerusalem. Now, this temple has been gone for many, many centuries, but according to all accounts, it was an amazing thing to see, celebrating God who dwells among his people. It was the place that pilgrims would go up, and we hear psalms composed of this going up to Jerusalem. We heard in our psalm today, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord our God." Or another, "I rejoiced when they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. I lift my eyes up to the mountain, from where shall come my help?" Looking up to the mountain of Jerusalem and the temple there. This temple continued everything that had been happening in the tabernacle. Again, it housed the Word of God. It was the place where right worship and sacrifice was offered before the Lord. And it was the place where God would dwell among his people. The story continues. For this temple of Solomon was destroyed. When God's people were conquered and scattered among the nations, the temple also was destroyed. And the people wondered and pondered and prayed, what would this mean? Has God abandoned his people? Will he no longer dwell among us? We will no longer have a place where we can go and be in the presence of the Lord. And during this time, we begin to see the prophets come forward with new visions. People like Isaiah, or as we heard today in our reading, Ezekiel, they start describing a temple. But it's something more than Solomon's temple. They begin describing a temple of heaven. And they begin to see what God is doing with this new temple. Now, eventually, they actually would rebuild. There would be a second temple built there at the site where Solomon's temple had been built. But those who saw it at the time said it was nothing compared to what Solomon had. And in fact, there were some prophets who said that God's glory was not dwelling in this temple. God was doing something more with this. What is that something more? That's what we encounter in the gospel today. Jesus, there, at the very site of the temple, says to the people, "Tear down this temple." Now, they'd been spending almost 50 years building this temple. Herod had a huge construction project going on to expand and renovate the temple, the second temple. And Jesus says, "Tear the temple down, and in 3 days, I'll raise it up." Ah, but he wasn't talking about the temple that they were thinking of. Jesus himself is the new temple and the tabernacle of the Lord. What is it that the temple would always do? The temple was the place where the Word of God dwelled. Jesus himself is the Word made flesh that dwells among us. The temple was the place of right worship and sacrifice before the Lord. Jesus, in his own body, became the place of right sacrifice and worship before the Lord. In his own body, his body broken for us, his blood poured out for us, becomes the blood of the new covenant, the sacrifice of obedience to the Father. And finally, we see that in the tabernacle, in the temple, this was the place where God would be among his people and dwell with them. And what is it that we hear in the prologue of John's gospel? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Though that word "dwelt" actually has a very specific meaning in the original language. It literally means he set up a tent. He tabernacles among us. Jesus is the new temple. Now, I suspect that you all have figured out where this is going from here, yes? In our opening prayer, the collect, we prayed and we said that this place here, this sanctuary, is God's temple. It is here that the Word of God is proclaimed, and with all solemnity, we come week after week that the Word of God might be planted into our hearts. This is the place where right worship and sacrifice is offered, even here at the very altar of sacrifice. And it is here in this temple where God, in a powerful way, comes and dwells among his people. Think, if you can, over 50 years, how many baptisms, confirmations. Think of all of the confessions and the encounter with God's forgiving love. Consider every Holy Communion where God comes and dwells among us. Consider every moment of prayer here in the presence of our tabernacle and the Lord who dwells among us. As we celebrate today the 50 years of this anniversary of this space, we recognize that God still has his temple, his tabernacle among us. And so one final thought. Because we can take all of this and be able to bring it very close, very deep within our own lives and our own hearts. Because there's one more way that the scriptures speak about the temple that I'd like to talk about. St. Paul says it this way. He says, "Are you not aware that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of God, the glory of God, dwells within your body." Or he says in another place, we are being built up together that we would be the temple of God. As a community and as our own, in our own individual lives, we are also called to be that sacred place. That within our own flesh, we would store within us the word of God, and that it would come out quickly and easily out of our mouths. That we would also be the place of right worship, offering to God the worship, especially of our obedience, following the model of Jesus and his right sacrifice. And that within ourselves, we could find in our souls the presence of the Lord among us. And that we might bring the Lord and his presence out into the world, even as the tabernacle wandered out into the world among God's people as his presence. So God's presence might be felt in the world through each of us and through our community. Brothers and sisters, we give thanks to God that he has blessed St. Louis Parish with the gift of this sanctuary, and we pray that we also might be his holy place dwelling in this world. Amen.